Welcome back to the Hoop Central podcast. I am one of your hosts, Nakeem Khan, alongside with
Justin Pierce.
Malik M3 was good.
Yo, just one thing that I'll just say right now. You guys can't see Malik, but Malik, when we call him M3, it's not just like we're just saying that just to say it. He's literally wearing an M3 hat right now.
That's right.
M3!
And one thing that we're trying to say, that Malik already has the merch out. When's the mixtape dropping?
Mixtape is dropping, you know what, in the next couple of months. It's in the works. I'm learning how to produce, and wait, I've been rapping. Rapping a couple 16 bars freestyled, and during the bars have called me, and they say, yo, Malik, can we put you on? And I'll be like, all right, bet. And I would come on, and they'd be like, I said, I'll do it for free. I said, I'll be a nice guy and do it for free. And I just been rapping for the Oak Ridge's bars, the Richmond Hill bars. That's what I've been doing.
You got to put me on a track, though, you know?
I'll feature all you guys in there. Yeah.
Well, like,
we'll put a bit of Nirvana in there. Nirvana sound.
Oh, we can't really talk about your rapping skills and like not give the people a little sneak peek. You know, like, let's start off the show with a bang, bro.
Start off the show with a bang.
Let's just imagine there's an instrumental right now. I'll add it in. I'll add it in the editing session.
Okay. Okay. Here we go. Justin, he's chilling. He's pulling up, willing. He's going out in that two-tone drip. You already know that's a nostalgic line. Yes, sir. I got a man purse.
Wait, what? I know, I thought, okay, after he said the word drip, I thought it was over. I thought he was just telling you that it was nostalgic. I knew that was a part of the song.
Nothing rhymed.
Did you? Nothing rhymed. I thought it was over.
You know what that's called? That's called not rhyming rapping. It's a new trend that's going on. You know who does it? Blueface.
Okay, wow. Blue, at least,
why are you dissing Blueface?
Blueface just raps off beat, bro. That was just like spoken word. I don't even know.
It's a spoken word poem. One time at elementary school, this guy came up. He's like, I'm going to do a spoken word poem. It was so inspirational. I'm trying to go on that path. Yeah, spoken word poems.
Well, you guys know I can't name a Blueface song?
Really?
Wait. I got another rap.
I know who he is.
I got another rap.
His music.
Happy birthday to Justin.
Cha-cha-cha.
It's actually his belated birthday today.
Cha-cha-cha.
He's gonna party it up in the USA.
No, I like that.
Because he's legal now all over the world.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, shout out to Justin. It was his birthday over this past week, you know?
Happy belated, bro.
Appreciate it.
Tell them how old you are, or do you want to
I'm 2-1.
Jeez. So you know what that means? For all the girls over there in Salt Lake City.
It's a Miami thing, man.
Oh, it's a Miami thing?
It's a Miami thing?
Man, I gotta go. I really gotta go. Screw Salt Lake City.
That kid was able, that met Kyle Lowry. Kyle Lowry put him on FaceTime with Jimmy Butler.
With Jimmy Butler, yeah.
You know what?
I did see that.
If we can end up getting connections with Jimmy Butler and... Miami sound.
Miami sounds nice.
Set me up.
Lowry, set us up.
That's literally the only city on my bucket list.
Yo, Miami, something else about them, they're having one of the best seasons right now in the NBA.
No cap. Oh, yeah.
And one thing we should talk about is trade deadline time. And as of now, of recording this episode, Clint Capella is off to the Atlanta Hawks in a massive four-team trade, seeing the likes of Robert Covington, Nene, Malik Beasley, Juancho Hernan Gomez, all switching locations. Now,
it was literally every role player on every team.
Yes. And like one thing about Clint Capella is getting paid as if he's a superstar.
Yeah.
And I really like the addition of him in Atlanta. I think him and Trae Young are going to be a pick and roll nightmare, because just the fact that Trae Young is so good in the pick and roll, especially like last season with Dwayne Dedman. Now you're giving him Clint Capella. Like, that is going to be no one's expecting Clint Capella to go and average 20 and 10. But as long as he can give you easy baskets on any given possession, I think that's all that matters, to be honest. But let's hear your opinions on that trade. Do you think it's deserving of the blockbuster title?
No, but I'm not really sure what Houston was thinking in this trade.
Oh my
because
gosh.
Because they just lost all of their rebounding.
Malik, tell us who is their starting center now.
PJ Tucker?
P.J. Tucker is now going to play the five. That is the plan. And Robert Covington...
How tall is P.J. Tucker? Like 6'4"?
6'4", 6'5".
6'5", yeah.
So, like, how's he going to go up against
Anthony Davis?
Uh-huh.
And we've been talking about this. Even a Jaren Jackson, how are you going to guard that?
I mean, That's easy, but...
But, like, 6'5", going up against a 6'11".
I get it. I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying.
PJ Tucker can... He has muscle. He has mass. He can guard him in the post a little bit, but, like, the height differential is way
too big. It's a mismatch game right now.
Do you know what it is? It's going to be Houston's just going to be shooting all threes.
Literally.
They're going to shoot about probably 7 threes. I mean, 73, sorry.
Mike D'Antoni's playbook is probably the most unique ever right now in the NBA, because, like, so far.
Because even if you look at the game yesterday, Eric Gordon shot 12 threes. He didn't make any.
He didn't make any?
Yeah, he didn't
make
any.
Wow.
Yeah, he went 0 for 12.
Wow.
James Harden shot, I think it was like 13 or something like that.
He could shoot whenever he wants. He has the green light. Yeah. He has the green light to do whatever. I know.
Hell shot like 9 or something. It's just an absurd amount. They're all just shooting threes.
I wish I played for Mike D'Antoni in high school. Golly.
If they're falling, yay.
Yeah, if they're falling,
more power to you. But if, when they're not, like they did against the Golden State in that
27
series,
straight missed three-pointers,
then
it literally is going to lead to the death of you.
Right, so
can you like really name one team that solely focused on 3-point shooting to win a championship? Because even Golden State didn't solely focus on 3-point shooting. It was mostly just ball movement and just like taking that pace and space type of offense and revolutionizing it into something greater.
It makes you think that Houston will probably make another move to get a big before the Thursday deadline.
I don't know if Houston's done.
But who do you guys think is a good fit for them as a big? Because money-wise, they're in a tight situation.
Yeah.
But their owner did come out and say that he is willing to go over the luxury tax because he's in win-now mode. So that means they're putting all their chips in, especially with that trade for Chris Paul for Russell Westbrook. And the way Chris Paul is playing right now with OKC, it's clear that Chris Paul was not the problem. It was just a matter of those two players.
Chris Paul wasn't the problem in Houston?
The fact that they made it seem like Chris Paul was just, he didn't have it anymore. But it's kind of proven that now that Chris Paul still has it, but just the fit wasn't exactly with him and James Harden. But we're seeing that even Russell Westbrook and James Harden aren't even having the greatest of fits. Usually when they have their great games, it's when James Harden's on the bench and then Russell Westbrook is playing, and it's swapped. We haven't seen them play at the same time and be dominant. And I think that's one thing to look on going for the rest of the season.
They're load managing Russ, so that should tell you something.
That's something that needs a little bit more light on.
Yeah, they're trying to save him for the playoffs, but don't you want him to get more reps now?
Yeah.
With James Harden before the playoffs?
And you're going to see a lot of it now, especially with Clint Capella gone. Because even like going up against, they went up against Utah the past two playoffs.
I don't like Utah.
And having,
you guys know how I feel about Utah.
Yeah, we know. But having Clint Capella to go up against Rudy Gobert, even though those aren't like major players, it was at least you're able to kind of balance those two out. They canceled out each other.
Right.
But I don't know how PJ Tucker is going to be guarding Rudy Gobert in a little pick and roll action.
Yeah, are they going to switch Hornstein on them?
Yeah, Steven Adams. They're not guarding Steven Adams.
He's
too much of a big
Dallas
body.
Porzingis.
You can't. Like, it's literally, they're making themselves go in a hole with
At the
every
same
team.
Time, though, they have to guard PJ Tucker.
That is
on
true.
On the other side
that
of the
PJ Tucker.
And PJ Tucker and the rest of the Rockets are going to stretch him out.
The only reason this would be a good thing is if the Rockets are making their shots in the game.
Right.
Because if they're making their shots, the other team can't play their big because you're just giving up 3-point opportunities every single possession. But if they're missing, then they are screwed because the other team is just going to dump it down in the post and they're going to just go at them possession after possession after possession. Because even if you said Jaren Jackson, not really, you got Valanciunas coming off the bench in Memphis.
Valanciunas
is going to destroy them.
Got Joel
in the
Embiid
paint,
too.
Especially going against PJ Tucker.
Not really.
Really?
Not really.
You don't think so?
Nah.
Really?
I don't know.
Nah.
Can I tell you something about Memphis, though? Can we talk about the Ja Morant? Steph Curry thing.
Jabra, right. Steph Curry.
Can we do that? Can we go into that real quick?
I know Justin has some feelings towards us, so let's hear it.
Yeah.
Rant time.
Do you want me to break down the story or what? Do the viewers already know? How do you want me to?
Okay, let's Malik break it down for us.
Okay, break it down. So, basically, Iguodala is prepared to sit out the entire rest of the season if he's not traded by Memphis Grizzlies by the trade deadline. So we know Memphis Grizzlies Iguodala had a bit of a discombobulated relationship. So know that he wanted to be traded at the beginning of the deadline. Or sorry, at the beginning of the season, and then after there's no results, no trade specific trade scenarios, and basically Iguodala was very vocal about it. Ja Morant and Dylan Brooks after the game has something to say about it, that we want to show Iguodala that we can compete in the West. We're the 8th seed. I think they're 24-24 or 25-24, I believe. And they said, hey, if we get your ass out of here, that will show you how it's done. Basically, Iguodala responded on Twitter, resulting in like a Twitter-esque beef. Stephen Curry even got in it and said, "Hey, Iguodala got rings. You can't talk, bro."
And then Ja Morant responded back with a picture of KD with the Finals MVP.
Yeah. So my take on that is, who is Andre Iguodala to be telling teams who he wants to play for?
Like, one thing I will say, that Finals MVP could have easily went to Stephen Curry.
It should have.
It was just a storyline of the guy
LeBron. It's just
the
clutch. It's just the clutch.
Same thing with Kawhi when he won the LeBron stopper, even though LeBron went on to average like 30 that.
DeMar Carroll was the LeBron stopper for a month.
DeMar Carroll, right? They got swept.
We don't talk about DeMar Carroll on this podcast. So I refuse to hear that.
Can we please stop with this whole LeBron stopper? Because there isn't one. There's no guy that can stop this guy.
Especially after we saw last night
with 5 straight 3s. Yeah, but Andre Iguodala, who are you to tell Memphis who you want to play for? You're not a superstar. You're not Steph Curry. You're not Kevin Durant. You're not even Dame Lillard. You're Andre Iguodala. You were a good player in Philly. You were decent in Golden State. Okay? So, but my also take is, Ja Morant, I think you're kind of barking up the wrong tree. And this doesn't really even concern Stephen Curry. This has nothing to do with you. Why are you even posting Iguodala with rings? Shouldn't you be trying to heal your hand or something? Getting ready to play? But you're too busy over here worried about the Memphis Grizzlies. I get it. You're a two-time MVP. You're a great player. You're probably top 20 all time. But this doesn't concern you. And also, on those teams, Kevin Durant was the best player.
Yep.
So, Ja Morant does have a point. But, again, you are barking up the wrong tree, because when Steph comes back, he's going to want blood.
Yeah, especially when we see that goal. I don't know if they do have a matchup after March. I hope they do, Memphis and Golden State. But Ja Morant, if you're a little bit more proven in the NBA, because it is his rookie year, if he was like maybe his third year or something.
I mean, I would understand if it was more, hell, even Luka Doncic.
Yeah, because.
Or, you know, Chris Paul or Russell Westbrook or James, somebody. You don't have to win a championship. But if it was one of those guys, it's more understandable.
Yeah.
But Ja Morant, who's, you played half a season.
Exactly.
And you're talking to the two-time MVP?
Yeah, exactly.
Come on, man. Come on.
Guys, the MVP has just arrived in the building.
You're better than that.
The MVP has just arrived in the building.
We have a Willis Reed introduction here. Reports.
Oh, you know what this reminds me of?
We're getting reports right now. Yes.
Paul Pierce. Remember when he went down and then he had to be taken
Oh, when he
wheelchair?
Had to go take a shit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. he came running up the tunnel like 5 minutes later.
We were talking about that, right?
We were talking about that before.
We have our NBA insider right now. Stetson, Colicchio, Steady C himself.
Steady C, repping, bro. Repping the
has arrived what jerseys in the building. Right.
Ooh, guys, Jay's, I know you can't Jay's see this, but he's wearing a Blue Jays Vladimir
Ooh,
Guerrero jersey.
Vladimir Guerrero. He's
I'm not sure how much he bought for that, but. Whoa.
What's going on, gentlemen?
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing today?
Doing good. Can't complain.
You missed.
Life is good.
Malik spit a freestyle for Justin's birthday.
Yeah. I mean, hey, by the way, happy birthday.
Appreciate
I heard
it.
About
thanks.
That. Heard about that late.
No worries.
Yo,
I kind of kept on the down low.
M3.
He's wearing the hat.
Yeah, he's wearing the merch. Yeah, he is.
Yo, it's like it's cubed. It's not even just a
Wow.
Oh, man. So, we were just talking about the Ja Morant, Stephen Curry beef.
Oh, yeah, over Iguodala.
Yeah, over Iguodala.
Yeah, what's your take on that?
Yeah, what's your take on that?
Okay, Memphis is obviously a super young team, a lot of talent there. Iguodala is a champion, so very, you know, two different things. I can get why him not wanting to play for Memphis, but, like, with the talent that team has, like.
But my thing is, do you think Iguodala has the pull to be like, hey, you know what, I'm not playing?
I don't know. Like, do you think that he has that?
Absolutely not.
Okay,
Absolutely not.
Because, like, what? Like,
who are you to tell me that you're not playing
like,
for my
tell,
team?
You're going
to
tell me, like, Iguodala won them the championship?
Thank you.
Like, Steph, I don't know if you saw Steph Curry and him. Like, they cleared up their beef online. Like, him and Ja Morant. Like,
they hashed it out?
There's a post on Instagram, like, Bleacher Report was like, oh, yeah, Ja Morant and Steph Curry talked over DM. And, like, they made up and everything.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
But, like, when Steph tweeted, like, the photo of, like, Iguodala, I was like, bro, what? Like, I can tweet
nothing.
A photo of Jeremy Lin. Like,
right,
what's your
right.
point?
It didn't mean anything, right?
Yeah.
No. I don't know. I'm on Memphis' side with this. Like, give that team a shot, man. They're young. Like, they need veteran presence. You could do a lot for that team.
I'm so surprised.
For me, I don't really understand what Dylan Brooks said was so wrong. He pretty much said, if a guy doesn't want to play for our team, let's get him out of here.
Exactly, and that's
and let's show him who we're made of when we
burst
out.
Right, play him. I'm gonna show him what he's missing out on.
It's that competitive nature.
I don't understand why he was getting backlash for that.
It's the NBA culture around right now. Everyone takes everything into like soft. They take
the NBA is soft
beef.
Today.
Yeah, it literally is. I wonder how it was to be like an NBA fan in like the 80s with like back the bad boys.
Bad boys.
Bill, like haymakers on the court?
Literally.
Bill Laimbeer, Joe Dumars.
Oh my gosh. You guys seen that the clip of there's a fight with Larry Bird and Dr. J? Someone's literally holding Larry Bird. And Dr. J's pounding.
Just wailing on his head.
Even in the last, 15 years, Malice at the Palace.
Malice at the Palace.
Bro, the Bad Boy Pistons went into the crowd and were,
when Chris Childs punched Kobe in the face when he gave him that,
Chris Childs. Yeah. That story.
Chris Childs. There's been a lot of NBA beefs. Can I throw out a question? Do you guys think we'll ever see a Malice in the Palace ever again?
No.
Not to that extent, no.
You don't think that there'll be a player that goes into the stands and
I just think security is advanced nowadays, not even just because of NBA getting more dangerous, just events in general.
Yeah.
They would never allow that.
Something I'm going to throw back to is you guys remember that Ariana Grande bombing?
Yeah, the Manchester.
The bombing. Yeah. Terrible, terrible event. But that really increased security at just concerts, sporting events in general. So I think certain events like that have taken place over time. So now there's not going to be security will just shut it down. I don't care if you're a player or
but
whatever.
Then again, there's only one there's only how many security guards? A handful. And then these guys are 6'10", 6'11".
You'd be surprised.
And they're running full steam. I can see a guy Whiteside getting mad and just running into the stands and just popping a guy.
I can see that too.
He'd be the hardest he'd ever worked.
That's a
Whiteside.
Low.
Hey, bro, you don't think I can defend? Hey, coming at you.
That's a technical foul. That's a technical foul.
Oh, my God.
Team up, Justin. Team up.
You're out of here.
Come on.
Man. Another thing is I think social media as well is a reason why that won't happen.
Do you see Whiteside what he said on Twitter?
What did Whiteside say?
I'm the best. He said I have the best. He's saying I'm the best defender in the league right now.
He did not say that. Why are you lying?
He literally just chases blocks. He chases blocks. That's literally it.
He's saying he's the best in the league right now.
He's the best defender in the league. That's what he said.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
Right, we're not even gonna get
it's so bad. I can't really even comment.
Y'all smell that cap?
No. Yeah.
We shouldn't even give that recognition.
Whiteside, he only comes to play once a month, where he plays hard and then the rest of the time.
He had that game against the Lakers where the Portland Blazers won after Kobe passed. He had an amazing game.
The rest of the time, he's just going through the motions.
Damian Lillard has been carrying them ever since that time. Yeah. But trade deadline is tomorrow.
3 o'clock.
Isn't the trade deadline at 2 tomorrow?
We'll say tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, tomorrow afternoon. Well, as of recording this episode.
Yeah.
We're talking about Andre Iguodala. Before we talk about some other players, where do you think is the most likely destination for Andre Iguodala?
I think he's
the
waiting.
The retirement home?
Lakers.
Yeah, bro.
He's really getting on my last nerve.
His auntie's house.
he's really starting to annoy me.
He's waiting for the Lakers right now. He's waiting. He's
Well, obviously, Buddy probably wants to
craving.
You know what this reminds me of?
I'm craving.
Remember that time when Ray Allen went to Miami and then KG, Paul Pierce, and Rondo,
They shunned him? Rondo still doesn't speak to him.
Right. Yeah. But now, fast forward, 10 years? Who's LeBron James' teammate?
Rajon Rondo.
The hypocrisy is ridiculous. Are you absolutely kidding me?
We could get into a whole debate about my dislike for Rondo, but that's another time.
Oh, but it blows my mind to the fact that you won't speak to Ray Allen because he went to Miami to go chase rings.
What are
you doing right now?
Man has a grudge, an actual grudge.
What are you doing? Why are you on the Lakers? I don't know, to win a ring? It drives me crazy sometimes.
How you really feel.
seriously, it drives me crazy when guys do stuff like that. You won't speak to a guy because he did something that you don't like, but then you go ahead and do the exact same thing, but say, but it's different. It's not different. It's the exact same thing. That's my take on the whole Rondo KG situation.
I personally think Iguodala is most likely going to end up with the Lakers. I just don't want him to get to the Lakers with him being released by Memphis. At least let LA give something up.
Yeah.
Because I'm just going to be I personally, for the storyline, I think it's amazing if if the Lakers win the championship after what happened this year. I personally believe the Clippers are going to be the NBA champion. But I just...
Sorry, mute mic, boy.
uh, For those who want to know what that sound was,
that was me drinking my water bottle.
Or so they say.
I'll do it again.
I want you to do the sound.
Bro, wow. Justin's upset.
What did this turn into?
Yo, that's giving my ad lib.
It sounds like a Stetson. A porno. Like, come on, guys.
Wow, Stetson. Can't say that on the air.
No, okay. Okay.
I mean, trying to get us canceled.
I mean, wait, isn't this getting edited? So, can I say whatever I want? Not yet? No? Too soon?
With my next track, I'm going to have Stetson's water bottle ad lib in my next track.
Oh, my gosh. Like, sample it.
Pull up with the stick.
Oh, wow. That's actually a really good idea.
Said
no one ever.
Something I just want to, I don't know if you guys have already talked about this, something I just want to give a little bit of attention to, because I think it's going very under the radar right now. The Raptors are on an 11-game win streak.
Yeah, they have the exact same record.
As they did with Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi Leonard.
One thing I want to say is they should have 11-game win streak right now, taking consideration
who
they're playing.
Yes, the teams they've played.
They have the easiest schedule going on.
With injuries.
Going forward, yeah, exactly.
Just amazing.
They have the easiest schedule going forth for the rest of the season. They do have a tough stretch.
Indiana back-to-back right
yeah,
now,
Indiana
right?
back-to-back. They have a four-game stretch where I think it's like Denver, Philly.
Oh, five-game road trip.
The five-game road trip.
Next month, yeah.
So I guess that's really going to show us what that team has.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Sure. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Do you think the Raptors need Kawhi Leonard in order to win a championship?
No.
No.
Okay, no. One thing I'll say is we need guys to step up in the playoffs because Kawhi literally carried that Philadelphia series
because
no one else really came to show. Nope. Siakam showed up in game one.
I think
Fred VanVleet was nowhere to be found until
Milwaukee, right?
Yeah, game three in the Eastern Conference Finals. Lowry had a couple, but like Kawhi Leonard really was like that offensive, like, here, you game seven, like if you look at the second half, it was really like pass to Kawhi and get out the way because everyone was scared to shoot.
Kawhi Leonard, if he doesn't make that shot, everything else is irrelevant, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, explain.
Yeah.
I mean, if Kawhi Leonard misses the shot, the Raptors get eliminated, or the game goes to overtime, let's just say they lose, then everything he ever did in Toronto was irrelevant, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So my thing is
assuming the Raptors don't win the game.
Yeah, I'm assuming that they lose.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is when he didn't play last year, they had a better record when he didn't play versus when he plays.
Yeah. Like, so, people forget, Raptors are blowing teams out by 20. Like,
for me, it's like, hey, I don't think the Raptors need a Kawhi Leonard to win the championship. No. I honestly don't believe that.
This is my thing.
I believe if he didn't play, I think everything still happens.
I'll disagree with that point, but I will say this. Kawhi taught them Mamba mentality. What it takes to win a championship, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there was that one clip where I think it was in the finals or something. Maybe it was Eastern Conference Finals. I'm not 100%. The Raptors were up. They were, like, up 2-0. I think it was the finals. Anywho, there was
one clip.
None of the guys were smiling, and they had just won, like, a game. It was, like, in the playoffs, and, like, you know, not happy with the job. It's not done yet. What's there to be happy about? I think it really took a toll on the players. I don't know.
So if you think DeRozan was there, you think they'd be jumping up and cheering like they won the championship? Or
what do you mean?
Like, for me, it's LeBron was in the way.
Yeah.
That's why they couldn't win the championship. It's not because they weren't good enough. It's because LeBron was standing in front of them. Now that he wasn't there.
But I don't. I think. But I think if DeRozan was still a Raptor, players like Pascal, Van Vliet, they wouldn't have developed into the players they are.
I also think after they lose those two games in Milwaukee, they would have folded. Because one thing about that team is DeRozan said one thing that no star on a team should ever say, ever.
Oh, yeah, that was disgusting.
He said that they asked him about LeBron. I think this was during the playoffs.
Oh,
and
like
he said,
he was on our,
he's like, if we had a LeBron, we would win the series.
I totally
you
agree.
Do not say that as a competitor because everyone knows it's true. If they had LeBron, obviously they're gonna win.
You let
but
the media tell you that. You don't tell
like,
us that.
If when you say that, that basically shows that in your heart you believe that you're not capable of winning, beating this team as constructed.
I'm still not sure why he said that.
It kind of showed that the Raptors already gave up hope.
No, they lost.
Yeah.
Once he said that, they lost.
Kawhi, one thing that he kind of provided, I agree with that mindset, and I think now we're seeing it kind of flourish a little bit more as to why they're performing so well right now. We have guys, it's literally next man up mentality right now. You have Boucher, who shouldn't be a guy who will not play like five games in a row. He should be getting consistent minutes, but because of the depth that the Raptors have, he's not playing. But then when his name is called upon, he does amazing.
I think everyone's expecting Terrence Davis to be, like, you know, decently good. Like, I remember we talked about this at the beginning
we
of the
did,
year.
We did.
He's exceeding.
You were like, Nakeem was like, yo, what are you guys' thoughts on Terrence Davis? And, you know, I'll take fault for that, me and Justin. Yep. I'm calling you out, too, me and this guy.
Wait. Go ahead.
We were both like, I don't have any thoughts on this guy
right now.
Oh,
right.
We're
no,
like, you know,
because right.
like you were like, people are already comparing him to Van Vliet, and I was
Nikki
like,
Minaj,
you know
Minaj
what?
Were already on it.
I was like, oh yeah, I don't believe. It. I was like, I gotta see what this guy's made of. Like, I don't know
yeah,
anything about him.
About.
Terrence Davis, who? Like,
yeah.
Give a full apology right now to TD2. This guy is a dog, bro. This guy
he's
is
made of the right
balling.
Stuff for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
I don't know.
But
man.
Then again, it's Ujiri, right? It's the end of the day. That's who it comes down to.
Undrafted, discovered him, took him.
His ability to find players.
Yeah,
Ujiri's the best GM.
I have never seen in any sport.
Yeah, Pascal Siakam, like a 27th overall
out
of Cameroon.
Picking guys out of a hat. At
yeah,
this point.
Yeah.
Speaking of Masai Ujiri, the Knicks want
Masai
Ujiri right now.
We've heard this story before.
Not happening.
We've heard this story before.
Not happening.
As long as James Dolan is the owner for the New York Knicks. I don't know what Masai is thinking right now, but I want to like guarantee that as long as James Dolan's the owner, he's not going to New York.
I mean, if they offer him ownership stake.
Well, apparently Washington did
yeah,
as
but
well.
This is New York,
yeah, this is New York
not,
as well.
This is you know.
He's
yeah.
no,
not
sir.
It's not Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
Sorry,
this
from
is
the
meta.
Myself.
This is the meta of basketball.
It's
not
Minneapolis,
right?
Nice people. Shout out to the folks in Salt Lake City.
This is not Cleveland.
2023, book it.
It's my sixth family. Out there.
Where?
My fifth family is Denver. My fourth family is
Do you know
Miami because I have family in Miami. My aunt and uncle live in Miami. My third family is you guys. My second family is my family
about?
And my first family is
what are you getting into?
what are you talking about? I'm confused.
No, I'm saying
hey, anyway. it's New York. It's New York. So if they offer him ownership stake, I don't know how much. I don't know how much would buy him, but
Let's say 15%.
He'd be a fool not to consider it.
We'd have to.
I'll say that much.
Who could we get back from that if it were to happen? It's not. I don't know. I don't think it's gonna happen.
Okay,
who
could we get? Knox Jr.
Well, we have. Apparently, Larry Tannenbaum, the owner
MLSC owner.
Yeah, MLSC. He said if Masai Ujiri, this is reports obviously. If Masai Ujiri wants to go to New York badly enough. He'll let him go without getting anything in return from New York.
That's very nice of him. Wow.
That is very nice, but it's very stupid at the same time.
Sam,
at least
that's nice.
Now I'm kind of hoping
he's being nice. Wow.
like what? What?
You know,
did he really say that?
You know, Americans. This is reported. You know, Americans are looking at this like, oh, these stupid Canadians.
Yeah, that's
too
the
nice.
Thing I've ever heard.
I'm looking at us like these stupid Canadians.
Yeah,
forget
you're
American.
Now I hope
he's a nice guy. He's a nice guy, but we want something.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I know Masai, James Dolan would have to literally say and agree, probably have to write in a contract or something, that he will let Masai do whatever he wants.
The goal is we need an incentive.
And I can guarantee you, if Ujiri takes over the Knicks, they'll win the NBA championship within 5 years.
We need an incentive to get back. And reports are saying that Adam Silver, like rumors, the media said it's 100% false, but they're saying Adam Silver is pressuring Masai Ujiri and the James Dolan relationship to be created like together. He wants Masai to go to New York. He wants to save the Knicks. But he said it's 100% false.
But can I say something? Even though they did say it's 100% false, doesn't that fall under the lines of tampering?
Tampering, bro.
You're the commissioner of the NBA, and you're pressuring a GM who's already signed under contract.
I mean,
hey, they allowed the Clippers scouts.
Let's all go to New York, hey?
they allowed
was
the Clippers.
Was that a New York accent or an Italian accent? What was that?
He makes like a New York and a Toronto accent. Yeah. It's a what?
Speaking
yo,
of tampering.
Dog, let's all go to New York.
Yo, my crody.
Speaking of tampering, they allowed the LA Clippers scouts to come a lot of games in Toronto just to see Kawhi Leonard.
I mean,
do you guys think that's considered tampering?
Wait, hold on. It's better for business when the Knicks are good. I mean, were they ever good?
Yes,
but
well, 90s.
Like their dream is to have a New York LA final.
Yeah, because you know how much money they're putting. Oh,
just the revenue.
Those finals tickets are gonna be probably the most expensive finals tickets in the NBA.
Those Americans like their money.
I could definitely see the commissioner trying to pressure Ujiri into signing with the Knicks. That's a possibility.
It's a possibility. We've heard Ujiri be linked to the Knicks before. We've heard him be linked to the Wizards before, and the Wizards apparently offer him ownership stake.
No one wants the Wizards.
But he didn't go to Washington.
They have a nice a little bit of nice guys.
Obviously, probably.
this guy's right down the street from Trump. Come on. No, he doesn't want that. He doesn't want that.
And I personally feel, if I agree with Justin, if Ujiri does, wherever team he goes to, give him 5 years, and they'll be a contender in the NBA.
Bro, I don't care how much it takes. You have to retain Masai, bro.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he's more important than the players.
He's
the cornerstone of the whole organization.
In my opinion.
He's essential. Bro, he built this team from scratch.
Bottom up, 0-100.
Yeah, when they were...
Real quick.
We started with Primo Boy Bargnani.
And, I still don't get that. Like,
Primo Pasta.
Like, what was Colangelo thinking?
Well, apparently, one thing I'll say about that draft was one of the worst drafts.
LaMarcus Aldridge was sitting right
That's
there.
That's the thing. LaMarcus Aldridge was in that draft. Monty Ellis was in that draft, but he went second round.
LaMarcus Aldridge went second overall.
Rondo was in that draft. First round?
Rudy Gay was in that draft. We already had Rudy Gay.
In the Bargnani draft?
Yeah.
Aldridge too, right?
Yeah, Aldridge
went second.
Second, yeah. And Bargnani was compared to be the next Dirk Nowitzki just because he was a European big who can shoot. But
My next draft is going to be Primo Pasta.
Hey, great commercials.
Oh, amazing commercials.
Bro.
Who has better commercials? I don't know if you guys seen the San Antonio Spurs commercials.
Oh, no one beats them. M&M Meats, I think
it is. Yeah, the whatever meats it is.
Quick and nutritious, simply delicious.
Indubitably.
I mean, can we get copyrighted for that?
No? Us?
For singing the Primo Pasta?
I'm supporting.
Can we do that?
Bro, Primo wants to come at me for singing there.
Hey, you know what? Before we even come at Primo, if you want to sponsor us, you know.
Yo,
love pasta.
If anyone from Primo is listening to this right now, I go to Ryerson University. Stetson, yes. Like, RTA Sport Me. Like, come at me.
Skull.
Any Primo rep.
Man. Oh, man. You know what? Shout out to Bargnani, whatever. I think he's retired from basketball.
Yeah,
this guy's probably played for, like, Fenerbahce of Turkey.
Oh, wow. The fact that you actually know a team name in Turkey.
That's where everyone goes.
Or,
like, Maccabi Tel Aviv.
Yeah, them too.
Tel Aviv. And there's a Real Madrid team, too. Basketball Real
Madrid. Yeah, there's a Barcelona team.
The
Raptors actually posted, like, the Barcelona, like, basketball team. I think it was, like, this preseason or last preseason.
And they,
like,
played,
they played them, yeah, they slapped
them. He hosted
them.
It was a blowout. It was like 100
whenever they
play, like
the NBA always wins. Except for the one time that Luka actually beat the Thunder when he was with Real Madrid.
They won?
Yeah, they won in overtime.
Speaking of
Russell Westbrook.
I've never heard this.
What?
I think I saw that a long time ago. It's like Luka. They're like, this guy's next.
How much did Luka have in that game?
Well, he was 16, so I don't know how
much.
Was he
in the Euro? I guess.
Okay, you know what? We'll go on to the next topic, but I will do my research, and I will find out and get back to you guys.
Yeah.
But Malik, what do we have next up on the slate?
I think this is long awaited that I think we should talk about. We haven't talked about Zion yet and his return. So I think we should give our thoughts on Zion's return. And do you guys think that Pelicans have enough? Do you guys think they should make a move at the trade deadline to help Zion facilitate that kind of offensive mentality off the bench? Do you guys think they need any pieces? I think they're 6-7 games out of the 8th spot right now. They're currently 11th. Zion is averaging 28-2. He's shooting 61%. He's taking 13 shots per game.
He's averaging 28-2.
28-2.
Okay.
20
okay,
points.
Yes.
Oh,
okay,
8 rebounds.
Okay, okay.
And 2
assists. I was like, whoa.
Oh,
did I miss like a couple games? Okay, continue. My bad.
He's doing his thing. He went up against Giannis, blocked Giannis that game. Giannis commented and said, you know, he has a bright future. He's good. I just want to hear your thoughts on
Zion's return. Well, what else was he going to say? The kid's trash? Like, he's not going to say that.
He's too thick. Like.
Yeah, he's not going to say that.
Okay.
He's a good player.
One thing before we move on, that Real Madrid Oklahoma City Thunder game in overtime, Real Madrid won 142-137. Luka only played 18 minutes, came off the bench, had 3 points. Oladipo had 34. And yeah, they lost in Real Madrid.
Oh, the game was in
Real
Spain?
Madrid. Yeah, in Spain.
Big game. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why. Okay.
Bruh. Yeah.
Where's Nando DiColo?
Oh, I thought the game was in Oklahoma City. Oh,
Nando's in the Euro League somewhere.
Yeah, he's in the Euro League. What's Nando DiColo? We still have the rights on him.
Yeah
we still have the rights.
Well,
on
as long
him.
As you just like keep like offering him a contract. Like,
he's next up.
You retain his rights.
He's next up.
How old is he?
He's next up.
Anyways, back to Zion. Have you guys seen that play where Giannis grabbed the rebound and Zion Lue just ripped it out of his hands?
I saw that yesterday.
I have not.
I saw the play yesterday. I saw it on Bleacher Report.
The same thing he did in the summer league to Giannis.
On Bleacher Report.
Lue just ripped it out. You know, I'll
he said, give me that.
I'm going to find it.
Pull it up and post it.
Yes, I'm going to post another thing. But where is the acceptable floor for Zion?
Acceptable floor?
Yeah.
But Flores and like how bad he's gonna be.
Yeah, like you know Flores in the
okay,
lowest.
Yeah, and I like that nickname. So his floor and his ceiling.
Okay, okay. I'd say his floor. Oh, that's tough.
Because people are saying that like, obviously he's the next big thing since LeBron. We can't compare him to LeBron. You can't compare anybody to LeBron.
His floor. Right?
But the floor is like where is like the mid like what's acceptable for him to be as bad, you know? Because
is this
would
fair...
that be like a Julius Randle?
No, well, he's
say,
better than that.
I'd say he's
more
than
that. I know, based but off, would that be acceptable?
No. Say, no.
What do you mean acceptable? Like, okay, to the point okay. where, like, he's a good player?
So, like, you know how, like, for example, there's, like, Ben Simmons, right? He came in. They're like, if he develops his jump shot, he has the tools to be at least a second coming of LeBron in a way because he's, like, that type of point forward. But the way he's playing right now or the way he's progressing, it shows that he's not getting to that point. But, if he stays the where he is, what's like the floor? As
would
in,
it
like,
be disrespectful?
So if
that's
if,
okay for him to be, because if he's
know,
like if he's like really bad, like Michael Carter Williams.
But right
like,
now he's better than Julius Randle. Right now.
Right now, you consider Zion to be better than Julius Randle?
No question.
I'd agree with that.
You'd wait, wait. That? You think that Zion's not better than Julius Randle right now?
I think that. I don't think he's better than Julius.
Oh, you're all you're. Come on.
I don't think.
Come on, stop it, stop it.
Stop it, Michael. Get some help.
I think you could differentiate the teams that they're both playing at. Julius Randle is playing in New York. Zion's playing in Pelicans. Different game plan, different functionality.
Malik.
Different types of minutes. I still think that Zion is better. I still think Zion is better than Julius Randle. For the first time, I think I'm going to disagree with Nakeem on that.
Yo, Nakeem just showed me that Giannis clip.
But I like Nakeem's. I do like Nakeem's argument. Nakeem's very justified.
Like, is it disrespectful of me to say like Chris Bosh as the floor? Like that's what he should get to. Like
it's hard because Zion.
Like, okay, I'll say this. Sorry, excuse me. With all of his hype that's built around him, he should at least get to a Chris Bosh.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
With
like, what's
all
acceptable?
Of this hype around him,
yeah,
you know, you talk like you said. People are calling him the next LeBron.
Yeah,
like he's getting that level of publicity. Mm-hmm. I'd say you should at least be like a Chris Bosh. Like
right now, he's already better than half the NBA.
You could compare Zion and Julius Randle's actually game style. They're very.
He's
similar.
Better than Julius Randle.
Not gonna
so...
lie, they're very similar. But I think still
the
Zion has a bit of the edge.
So are you going to put Zion?
The fact
like,
that you think that Julius Randle is better than Zion Williamson.
So are you already?
Okay,
are you already going to put Zion in the top like 40?
Yes.
What I'm saying is, I'm saying if this was 2K, I give Julius Randle an 85, and I'll give Zion an 83.
So the way around.
That's what
I think Zion's getting close to a 90. I think he's close to a 90.
I'd give Zion like an 87.
I think he's close to a 90.
Wow. I don't think it's time yet. Well, first off, I'm not that educated on. How Zion's been playing? Cause I don't watch Pelicans game on a regular, but
I mean he didn't play well last night. I'm talking the Milwaukee game. He shot 5 for 19. Mm. Then again, he's a rookie, right?
I think that the jump shot.
I think it's too early, bro.
Yeah,
like,
it is too early. That jump shot is way ahead of what I thought it would be, especially after that first game he played.
What was it, how many threes in a row? 5 threes in a row or something?
Yeah, 5 threes or something like that in the fourth quarter alone.
Like in a row.
I get it.
Yeah.
He's only played 7 games.
Oh, his first game, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good impression.
I get it. He's played 7 games. But from what I've seen so far, I've seen enough for me to believe that he has to stay healthy, obviously. That's with every player. Health is the number one thing. If he stays healthy, he can be the greatest ever.
Whoa.
And that's all we have time for.
Are you guys kidding me? You guys don't think that if he stays healthy, he can't be the greatest player ever?
Greatest power forward ever? I think that's a great argument.
No, greatest player ever.
God, I just think you're buying into it a little too much.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you know what?
Oh, my gosh. You really don't think that he can be the greatest ever he stays healthy?
You know what? I'm going to have to...
Could be. I'm not saying that he would be.
It's too early to tell, but he's going to be a good player.
No. I'm not going to let you guys do this to me. You guys are mixing my words. He could be.
I get what you're saying.
Could be. I'm not saying if he stays healthy, he will be. He could be. He has the talent that he
could
be.
But it's like, that's so early to tell.
Yeah. He could be or he can be.
He could be.
Same.
He has the talent right now to be the greatest player ever.
We've seen him in 7 games.
Could be.
No. As of this second, because we've seen him in 7 games, I'm going to say no.
I got no opinion
on this.
Let
me get a full season with him. Let me get playoff Zion, then I'll determine that.
So, from what you've seen so far in 7 games, you do not think that he could be the greatest player ever?
No. I don't agree. I don't think so.
Really?
I think he could...
It's too early to tell for
That's
me.
That's a lot
it's
to
not,
say.
No, it's not too early to tell. What I'm saying is, could be. I'm not saying that he will be. You guys are mixing my words. You guys think I'm saying he will be the greatest
player. No, I know the
possibility. I understand what you're saying. He has potential.
He has the talent. He has the athletic ability. He has everything to be the greatest player ever.
And if he stays healthy.
And if he stays healthy, he could easily do that.
Maybe. I don't know.
The possibility is there, but I'll put it at...
That's all I'm saying.
I'll put it at under 50%. I'll put like 30.
Okay, if he stays healthy, I think he's got maybe...
Okay, so define greatest player of all time. Just like,
I mean, better
he's
going to
have most
James.
Scoring titles. He's going to have a great finals record, like 6 championships.
I mean, better than LeBron James, more points than LeBron.
So you think he'll have like
LeBron.
More, oh like more scoring titles, more MVPs?
No, I don't think he'll have more MVPs than LeBron, but I think he'll have more of an impact on the game than LeBron.
I mean, LeBron gets snubbed of MVP every year.
I mean, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. The NBA doesn't like giving the MVP back-to-back years.
Yeah, they don't have to give it to the same guy.
In LeBron's rookie year, he averaged 21, one block, one steal, 6 assists, and six boards. He's an all-around player. That was his rookie season.
I'm a LeBron's the greatest player ever kind of guy.
Is that going to be close enough to those numbers, you think, Justin?
I believe he can be. I don't know about the assists because I haven't seen him become a playmaker yet.
You think he could exceed it?
At Duke, he was a playmaker, but in the NBA, I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
Again, it's 27 games, but... The talent alone, him and Luka, they both have the talent alone.
Okay.
Now, if you put in Kobe's work ethic and all that extra stuff, fine. But from what I've seen from their talent alone, they could easily become the greatest player ever.
Okay, yeah. I will agree with that. You know what? Yeah, talent-wise.
That's
I think,
what I'm saying.
Okay.
Like, if you look at a guy like R.J. Barrett, there's no chance R.J. Barrett can be the greatest player ever. Because he just doesn't have the talent.
I get what you're saying. Yeah. Okay, so you guys talked about the Capella trade earlier.
Yeah.
The trade is what it was. I just want to say something about the Rockets.
The
small ball lineup.
What do you think of Tucker at the five?
PJ, 6'5", PJ Tucker is playing center.
Imagine him going up against Anthony Davis.
Taco Fall.
Oh, my God.
It's...
What?
The thing is, we were talking about this, and we said how if the Rockets are making their three-pointers, that lineup is deadly because that big who's on the other team is a liability on defense because they won't be able to guard in space, right?
Bro, just send it to the guy. Send it to the five in the post.
That's the thing.
Hook shot.
If they're, but then it's like threes greater than twos type of battle. And then the coach, opposing coach, is gonna be forced to take him out.
But they're not gonna make.
But the thing is, if they have a Golden State type of stretch where they just miss three after three, that lineup is going to become their fall. And we already seen that small ball lineup become their demise.
Well, I'm going to
6'5", Nakeem.
I'm going to play devil's advocate a little bit. I think Houston won the trade.
Wow.
I think Houston won the trade.
You think Houston won the trade?
I know I said earlier how I was bashing Houston, but I've come to my senses.
You think Robert Covington is that good enough for them to win that trade?
Are you considering winning the trade, winning the championship? If Houston wins the championship, they won the trade?
I think whoever generates more success.
Okay, yeah. See, Atlanta's not going to win many games.
Yeah, I know. Atlanta, I think, right? In the long term, Atlanta's obviously, if we're speaking long term, I think Atlanta won the trade, in my opinion.
I don't think they won the trade. Regardless.
I think that it's a good fit. I think Minnesota, even though...
Malik Beasley is an underrated
They got some role players that at least... do something? I don't know.
Minnesota
round pick from Atlanta.
Is a revolving door.
They got a first round pick from Atlanta.
So that's the truest statement I've ever heard. Minnesota's a revolving door.
It's a revolving door. People come in, people come out. They're stuck at the bottom.
Bro, like you have Jimmy Butler, Wiggins, Kat. You can't do anything. You can't make the playoffs.
Right.
Hey, what I'll say is they traded Zach LaVine for Jimmy Butler, and then Jimmy Butler for Robert Covington.
See you later.
So they essentially traded
Stonks like
for Robert Covington. And
no,
in other ways,
for Malik Beasley.
Oh
no,
yes.
For the Hawks first round pick. That's what they did.
So you can say they traded Jimmy Butler for the Hawks first round pick.
No, they traded Zach LaVine for the first round pick.
You can say either way, to be honest. Like, wow.
That's sad.
Hey, plan number one to get D'Lo stalled right now, but still in contact with rumors about Wiggins going to Golden State right now.
The Knicks are apparently like the biggest like suitors right now for D'Angelo Russell.
I don't know who. Can someone inform me who they would trade though? I don't know.
Who the Knicks would trade? Or who
the Knicks would trade for?
Oh, there was a rumor.
Can they trade Spike Lee?
It was.
oh, they were saying. No, it was. Bobby Portis and someone and another person.
What
I think.
The?
I forgot who it was.
That didn't help me out at all. I'm sorry.
Bobby Portis, maybe Kevin Knox, I think, was in it too.
Kevin Knox has to be in it because I think they opened up Kevin Knox for trade. And apparently,
I feel like, yeah, maybe like, Kevin Knox has maybe to be part.
Yeah. Even though I haven't seen anything
State,
special from Kevin Knox so far.
Do you want that?
I don't know. Yeah, would you want
that? For DeAndre Russell, who's like a borderline all-star?
Exactly.
Like, is that really the player you need right now?
Yeah, do you really need Kevin Knox? Like, I know you're trying to go with this youth movement, but you're going to be a contender next year.
I like the Wiggins for Russell move. I like
that. I mean, D'Angelo Russell, though, you know, he had that L.A. career, like that short L.A. career. So he knows what it's like to have the media around him.
Yeah.
You know?
Being in New York?
In L.A., because when he played in L.A.
No, like...
If he was so to go to New York.
If you were to go to New York.
He played for Brooklyn, though, remember?
Exactly. That's what.
Yeah. Okay,
there you go.
Go ahead.
There you go. L.A. Brooklyn. Exactly. Furthering my point, he's used to this like crazy media around him. I don't think you would pressure him. All he has to do is just go out, play his game.
Yeah.
And then that leaves the question: can he be the, not a star? Because obviously, just him would not lead them far. But like, could that be the start of the rebuild? Could D'Angelo Russell be that one piece that you build your team around? Is he that good that you can do that?
As long as Dolan's running the team, then no. Because they're not winning anything if they get him.
Oh, poor James.
I mean, they'll probably sell a couple more tickets. A
couple jerseys, you know?
Yeah, it's not going to change life in New York. So I don't know. But I do like the Russell for Wiggins deal.
Why is that?
I think that fits both teams. Well, I'm not the biggest Andrew Wiggins fan, as everyone knows.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like he doesn't play hard enough. But I like him in Golden State alongside Klay Thompson.
I actually like that as well.
That looks like a really good...
And I think... Those veterans, Stephen Curry, Klay Thompson,
and Draymond.
It will be something that he's really never had in Minnesota.
And also, the focus isn't on him, right?
Exactly.
As it is in Minnesota.
Is New York like ready to take on another max?
Is who?
Is New York ready to take on like a D'Angelo Russell max?
Well, they need to do something. They're sitting at the bottom, so
sorry. Continue.
They
got
to do something, but no, yeah. Wiggins, he doesn't have to do much if he goes to Golden State. He can just kind of, it's kind of his personality anyway, just to like sit in the back and kind of just chill, you know?
He hasn't really been an alpha dog.
Yeah,
like,
that's just not who he is.
He stepped down a bit.
And that's
right
fine,
now.
Right?
He's like, having a poor month.
Even in Kansas, Joel Embiid was the best player on that team.
Right, I'm not going to kill him for it. That's just his personality. Yeah.
That also could make him like kind of put stuff into perspective. You know, like, on a team like Minnesota, they've been trying to get into the playoffs, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, if he goes to Golden State and he plays for just a god-awful garbage team, maybe it'll knock some sense in and be like, you know.
Well, we're looking at it for next year, right? When
Steph
and Klay come back.
When Steph and Klay come back?
Yeah,
okay, that's respectable.
Yeah. I mean, this year is a wash, right?
And this year, forget about this year.
Yeah.
I also think just the mentality of those guys, Steph, Klay, Draymond, that is going to at least mature him a little bit more. Because the only veteran I really seen the Timberwolves have, Jimmy Butler was not the right fit for that team. Because his maturity and like what he wanted was not where the Wolves were. Like, it was just, it's like putting someone who really loves doing something to someone who just, they're good at it, but they could care less. And that's pretty much what that situation was. Kevin Garnett is probably the only veteran I've seen the Timberwolves have in recent memory. But Wiggins wasn't even there for Kevin Love. So I think Curry, Klay, especially Draymond, would probably mold something.
Well.
And even though Steve Kerr is having a very bad season, I still think Steve Kerr is a pretty good coach in this league.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they'll be able to at least mold him into something.
I don't know. My thing on the whole Jimmy Butler and the third stringers was like, was that really necessary, dude? Like, you know what I mean? Did you really have to bring the third stringers to try to knock some sense into Wiggins' mound? It's kind of like, now you're just embarrassing.
And then
them,
you're going on an interview right after to just brag about it. It's kind of
it's childish, you know? And that's why I'm not really a huge Jimmy Butler guy, because I feel like he's an attention seeker.
Yeah. Like, he is good. He is a dog. Like, he will, like, win you games just off his hustle alone, but there's no need for all the theatrics.
Just imagine us coming here and, like, me and, like, Malik and Stetson are just trying to, like, shame you. It's just like, why?
Or like, just because, you know? Let's say you three stayed up till like 2 o'clock in the morning editing,
right?
And I didn't do anything. It's like,
and then we come on the podcast and we're just like grilling you the whole
entire
time.
Yeah, and
then
I'm there like, God,
doesn't really do anything to anybody. It just just tears us apart.
Yeah,
I like Akeem's OVO hat though.
You know what?
I read that.
Yo,
did you get that from the warehouse sale?
One thing I'll say, I was taking the train and I passed by
the warehouse.
And the line on that,
bro,
oh my
you
gosh.
What warehouse?
There's an OVO warehouse sale.
Where the Malton GO station is.
What?
You know the convention center?
Oh, the International Center?
Yeah, International Center, yeah. There's a line that literally, like, okay, I'm going to try to illustrate it for people listening. So let's say there is a building that is in a rectangle shape, right? It literally wrapped around almost half of that building. It was super long.
Look on Bleacher Report. I don't know if it was Bleacher Report.
Was Drake there?
No. It was just a warehouse sale up to 80% off.
Really?
Like, track jackets were like $50.
No way.
Should have hopped off the train. Is it like a one-day thing? Or?
No, no, no. So it's now till February 9th.
Sold out already. Yeah.
But, bro, no. I saw this line. Like, I had a buddy who was there. Like, my buddy, like, my coworker Jeff.
Yeah.
This guy got there, like, 9 a.m. I think he, like, got, like, 1:30. He got inside.
That's...
And then there was a line inside as well. Just OVO, just...
I love OVO, don't get me wrong, but I'm okay with going into the store.
I'm not waiting in line to spend my money.
Like, Drake seems like he's a really cool guy. I haven't met him, but I'm not standing in line for your clothes. That's not a way too long of a line.
Even
I'm
with Supreme and all that.
Completely unrelated. I went to the OVO store once in Eaton Center, right? There was like 10 people in the store. I was like, okay, sick, I'm going to go in, check it out. They have like a security guard, you have to wait in line. I'm like, excuse me, for what? I'm like, there's 10 people in the store. He's like, yeah, we can have 10 people at a max. I was like, I literally, bro, I was like, I walked away.
Yeah.
Bro, I was like, how pretentious are you? You like,
it's crazy.
Like, who, like, okay, listen.
The only thing I'd ever stand in line for is...
You're Drake. I get that.
Right.
You can have a... Bro, the store was dead. And it was like, yeah, you have to wait in line for someone to come out. I don't want to throw hands.
No, that's annoying. But the only thing I'd probably stand in line for is probably the Raptors, which I have.
Like the Jurassic Park,
Jurassic
right?
Park.
Yeah.
I think the longest I was in line for was maybe like 10 hours. No. I got there at like 7 a.m. What was game time? Like 8?
Which game was this? Just so we put in perspective.
The finals. Game 1.
Okay. Yep. This is very understandable.
Game 1. Yeah.
Very understandable.
Got there at like 7 a.m. You right there?
Anthony?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, we got Anthony on the side. Just
Anthony,
like, remember. Making noise.
Future panelist.
Anthony. Can we get him on the mic for a second?
Yeah, we'll
get
you on the mic, bro.
Watch on the mic.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Introduce yourself.
I'm Anthony. I'm in media production.
Where are you from, Anthony?
Chilling in the podcast today in the background.
Can someone give him a pair of headphones or something so he can hear?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You can't hear me?
Yeah.
Right. Oh, wow. Where are you from, Anthony?
Where?
I'm from King City. Yeah, we're going to do a little interview.
Repping King City.
Yeah.
Shout out King City.
Repping King City.
Yeah, are you a huge sports guy or no?
A little bit, yeah. Hockey, soccer. Basketball's not my thing that much. But
not at all? Not one bit?
Not too much, no. Outside of the Raptors, not really.
Actually, they won, where were you?
Where was I?
Yeah.
I was in King. I was at my friend's house. We had a big viewing party.
I got a question for Anthony.
We had a big viewing party, so it was nice.
That's good.
I got a good question for Anthony. So Anthony and I were talking. Anthony was talking to me about how much he loves Fran Van Vliet. So I want to know, Anthony, how do you connect to Fran Van Vliet? Why do you like him so much? Why is he your favorite player?
He's just so consistent for the most part. At least last year. Yeah. This year, not so much. He's been a little bit less consistent, but...
coming off from that injury.
Yeah.
The injury bug.
I was really hoping there'd be like a trade like while we're recording.
Yeah, I was hoping for that as well.
One thing,
Anthony.
Give
us a word of something, anything.
Like a word of advice?
No, just like one word of anything.
I know what's coming.
What do you?
Just any word.
Just a word.
Okay. Epic.
Epic. Okay. Yeah. Can you give the headphones back to Stetson?
Okay, I see where you're going here. I think.
All right.
I still don't know where this is going.
Stetson, can you give me a word as well?
So he said epic?
Yeah. I got a rhyme now. I was thinking.
Okay, quick.
Okay. You know we chilling in here, sitting. You know I'm a freaking operator. But you know when I make rhymes and spit trees and score
times,
and you know
shut
I'm a creator. They're right.
We're gone. We're out of here.
Operator, creator.
What was the line about the trees?
See you guys next
Later.
Operator, creator.